I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on the Linden Housing Cooperative in Perth. My guests are Stephen Welchner, Chair, and Stephanie Corn is Vice Chair of the project. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Linda.
So, Stephen, since we last spoke in April, you have some exciting news to share with us. But first, let's talk for a minute about, first of all, the concept of cooperative housing and the need for it in Perth. Stephen, do you want to start us off with the concept of cooperative housing?
Yes, that's exactly why we're here, because we're so passionate about co-op housing. It's such a different model than the usual model of a landlord-tenant relationship. The people who will be living in the co-op become members, and they have a voice in the running of the co-op, and they have responsibilities to the co-op as well. And that combination makes it a really thriving community.
Great. And Stephanie, what about the need for it in Perth?
I work full-time at the Table Community Food Center, and when I first started, it was the number one thing that was identified, the need for affordable, attainable, and accessible housing. And this is ongoing, and we've all witnessed and experienced the increase of prices of everything, including housing, and how rents are so out of reach for so many people.
Right. So now, the project itself, what about the construction? Where is that happening? And can you tell us about that, Stephen?
We are hoping to start construction by the end of August or early September. And we will be building a 36-unit co-op.
And where is this now? What is the address?
It's 79 Wilson Street West, right across from the pool.
Great.
Yeah, it's a fantastic location.
So, getting back to how many units again, and how will it work?
There'll be 36 units. Most of the units will be one-bedroom units, because that's where the need is in our community.
Is it?
But we will have two-bedroom units as well as some bachelors.
Okay. And some units wheelchair accessible, or?
About 8 units will be fully accessible for wheelchairs, yes.
Okay. And any units for geared to income?
We are now in discussions with the county. We've asked for 10 of our units to be from the rent geared to income list, and we're very optimistic that we'll get there.
Great. So where's all this money coming from? This must be an expensive project.
Yeah, we're so fortunate that CMHC has provided 100% funding for our project. So the project costs over $12 million. Three of those millions will be a forgivable loan, which is really like a grant. And then the other remaining $9 million will be a long-term, very low-interest loan.
Wonderful. So what's the latest news now? You've got some good news to share with us about this development.
Yes, we have very exciting news. We've been waiting and working with the town of Perth to get our first conditional building permit, and that was signed off on a week or two ago. And so that allows us to start with site preparation and eventually excavation. And as well, it also allows us to meet all of the requirements that CMHC has before we can start actually drawing on the funding.
Amazing. So when did you already tell us when the completion date should be for this?
No, not yet, but we're now focused on December of 2026 as the first date that people will be able to start moving into the co-op.
Oh, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. How exciting. So Stephanie, there's a big celebration happening fairly soon. Early August. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, we've been having a great time pulling together the Linden Breaks Ground Celebration to honor the shovels in the ground. This is predominantly sponsored by Lindsay Blair and Tubi Developments, along with numerous other sponsors, such as Top Shelf and Artisan Kombucha and Perth Brewery, who will be supplying all of the beverages. We'll also have a wonderful catering provided by Joey Wright and some live music and wonderful speeches. I just confirmed that the mayor will be speaking to welcome Linden to the community.
Fantastic. The community is really behind this, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've had so much support, and it's been just a wonderful coming together for a community-led initiative.
So the celebration again is at the Crystal Palace, and the date again?
August 7th at 7 o'clock at the Crystal Palace.
Okay. Are you hosting this event by any chance?
Linden and 2B Developments are bringing this together, yes.
Okay. Now, updates, if people want to find out updates about the development, they can go to your website, Stephen?
Yes, our website is lindencoop.ca, and we try and keep it up to date.
Okay. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that either one of you would like to say about the project?
Just thank you so much for supporting us and having us here and spreading the word and sharing the good news.
Stephen, last minute.
Well, it's just really gratitude to the community as well, because we wouldn't be here without the community support at the initial stages.
Great. And I want to thank you both very much. And great job to the two of you and all the people involved for getting this project off the ground. Very worthwhile and really needed here in the community of Perth. So thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Stephen Welchner is chair and Stephanie Corrin is vice chair of the Linden Housing Cooperative in Perth. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.